Yo, I feel like we need a drum roll at this point. Oh my God, we are back on the show today with such an amazing guest. He's someone who actually doesn't even live in LA. We're going to touch on so much around the music industry today. We're going to dive deep into the mindset behind the music industry. What makes you this level of success? He has worked with some of the biggest artists of all time. This is somebody that I'm super inspired by. I'm so excited. His music is a dream and he sounds just like Justin Bieber. Welcome to the show, Khalil.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love it. You go by Young Killer too, now.
Yeah, that was like a little alias I created. He actually started saying Young Killer. A couple of my close friends, like, I never had a nickname growing up. So I always wanted a nickname. So the Young Killer thing just stuck.
I love that. It's so cool. I mean, wow, your vibe is fire. Like,
thank you so
you
much.
Have this energy about you. You're like super cool. Your music. I mean, when I first heard this song you played the other day, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like your music's fine. You just dropped one Insecure, which is so cool. Okay, sure. I got so much to talk to you about. And I know our audience loves music. We have had so many artists on this show. And when people are dropping their projects, they come on and they talk about them. So no doubt you'll come back on again when you're when you're
Can't
here.
Wait.
I just want to understand, what does it feel like as an artist not living in LA? Because so many people, and look, they live in Atlanta, they live here, they live in New York, wherever. But you chose to move out of here.
Yeah. I feel like not living in LA, it kind of just recentered my focus on music, you know? Mm-hmm. Living here, I just felt like there was a lot of distractions. I came here when I was young. I grew up young. I got my first record deal from LA Reid when I was 13 years old.
You were 13?
13 years old. So I kind of grew up in the industry. So, you know, just not having that structure around me just kind of just made me want to find my own path and restructure. I had to kind of slow down. I had a lot of distractions, a lot of temptation around me that I was falling susceptible to. And it just made me want to just recenter. I feel like, you know, just knowing myself, I didn't feel like I was strong enough to be in that environment. So I chose to move to Charlotte. And I still like visiting. But I know a lot of people always say like, oh, how can you not live in LA? Why are you not here? You need to move here. But I just felt like it was something I had to do for my health growing up. You know, I just turned 30, so I'm expanding mentally.
And you're 30?
Yeah, I just turned 30.
I never even knew your age. I was like, all this time trying to guess. You wouldn't know. You were so mature, but that's like a nice thing. What's your star sign?
Sagittarius.
What's your birthday?
November 22nd.
Okay, you're Scorpio.
Yeah, cuss. Yeah,
you can
make it. I know this shit.
Let me tell you, you have an energy about you like a Scorpio.
So
I love
much.
It. All my best girlfriends are Scorpio, and the guys that I seem to have dated somewhere along the line have that energy of a Scorpio. I know it. I'm like, you're Scorpio. God, no. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Sure.
All right, I want to talk about your mindset because you're a really beautifully empowered person, and I think that attributes the people that you work with because like attracts like, right? The law of attraction says, the like energy attracts to it like energy, and if you are positively thinking and doing great things, you will attract to you people, events, and places on that same frequency. That's just quantum physics.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you are having a bad day, what do you do?
I mean, since I was young, I always just had quotes of affirmation that kind of just gave me light throughout. Like one of my favorite quotes is, in order to succeed, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure.
Ooh, so I would always bring up that again. You refreshed that. That was an amazing quote. Come on.
In order to succeed, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure. So it's always like something that I kind of live by, and I like to learn different quotes, you know what I mean? Just to kind of just give yourself words of affirmation. You know, everyone has doubts, everyone has insecurities, everyone has moments where they just don't feel like, you know, shit's not going their way. So, I just like to learn quotes and stuff like that to kind of just keep
That's
me pushing.
Beautiful. You'll love my quotes. Oh, my daily affirmations. I'm gonna have to give you some. You're gonna love them. Every single day you stand in that mirror and you just like own those affirmations. And you let them pour into your soul. Like, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, everything I touch turns to gold. You just like, you just inhale it. There's actually studies around it to say that if you practice affirmations in the mirror 3 times a day for 6 months, they become who you are. So if you're not confident, you become confident. If you're not wealthy, you'll start to make more money.
Yeah.
These are all proven statistics. So just applying it into your life, you'll see shifts. So I love that you're already rocking this shit.
Yeah. Maybe I was like getting into a small part of it, but I should dive deeper into it.
For sure. No. Well, you've read The Secret.
Yeah, that's for sure. A while ago, I need to dive back into it.
One of those
The Power of Now and stuff like that too.
That's beautiful. What? So they're your favorites?
Yeah, The Subtle. I used to read a lot of like self-help, like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck and stuff like that.
Nice.
But I recently got into other genres, but yeah, I really should exercise it more because it's something that I just kind of like use as like, you know, it's just in autopilot at this point.
I feel like with The Secret, it's one of those top up books. I watch the movie just once a year. Just to like, doesn't matter what time. Yeah. So usually around Christmas, like I'll start in the holidays, I'll just put it on just to like re-energize.
You're ready, refresh.
Right. Yeah, so that you know, refresh. Like I'm going back in, I'm gonna re-motivate myself, I'm gonna re-energize myself. You know what I mean? Like you just feel it. You just start to say, like, who do I wanna become?
Yeah, for sure.
So I wrote a book, Be It Till You Become It. Okay. How do you feel about the term fake it till you make it?
I think it's useful. I mean, because like, just like you were saying, it's kind of like you're just becoming that. I always felt like I always looked at myself as an artist before I was at that point.
That's but, beautiful.
You know, I feel like people can take it to the extreme though at certain times, like with their attitude and stuff like that. But I just feel like, yeah, you got to treat yourself like how you feel and where you want to be at. So I love that quote. I actually agree with that a lot.
Yeah, same. Well, that's why I put it into Be It Till You Become It. I thought for people who don't know the word fake. But then you just like become it. You know, you like become that version of you. All right, let's talk about music for a minute because this is your thing. Like, you know, you got a new project I want to talk about in a second as well. How do you find working with someone like Justin? First of all, you lot get compared because your voices sound so similar.
We came up around the same time. We got signed to Def Jam like a couple weeks apart, something like that. And that's how we met each other, just being signed to the same label. So you know, we grew up, we have a lot of the same inspirations, but we've always bounced off each other for inspiration as far as writing and stuff like that. So when we work, it's kind of like, you know, we're going off of each other, each other's energy.
That's such a vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
You put a lot of like creative direction
into
his album and stuff.
Well, just into the vibe, period. I feel like just us growing up together, you know, we always take things, and he does the same for me as well. Like we're sending each other music, artists that we like, you know what I mean? Cover direction, stuff like that. Just anything, just style, you know, the way you carry yourself and stuff like that. But I feel like on this album, he really wanted to branch out and kind of like give himself his own name, you know what I mean? I feel like he's always worked with a lot of writers and stuff like that, but he took control of the wheel in this one.
So he did like pretty much the writing, the everything.
For sure. I mean, he definitely had help, of course, but like, yeah, he took control for sure.
I love that, taking ownership of who you are and just going, this is me, this is my chapter. That was yours and his story, which is history, and this is my turn.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if y'all didn't know what happened in season one, don't worry, I'll show you season two.
literally.
I love that. So yeah, he sounds like he's really stepping into that power. I mean, I listened to the album since you, like, we were all hanging out right after listening party. Yeah. And I mean, oh my God, I have not stopped.
Did you listen to it prior to that?
I hadn't.
Yeah. I feel like your vibe was like, you're surprised.
I was so surprised because he is so gifted. He can do any style. But this album, I was so surprised by it. I felt like I was hearing his dad's side.
Yeah.
I felt like I was hearing his soul sing. I felt like I was hearing his inner child.
I feel like anybody who knows him, he's been capable of doing this like for so long. Like this is something we both wanted to do for a while. But you know, when you have certain other people with their hands in a pot, it's kind of hard. People will kind of take control of your creativity. So now it's like, as an artist, it's always big to like push to take control of your creativity. But you know, when you're that big, like you start to get control a little bit. So many people are making money and like...
No, 100%. And like the fact he's done all this without a manager, I fucking rate him. I just love it. And I just hope people leave him alone online, man. Like the fuck? Let him just be a fucking creative genius. What do you expect? He's not a fucking Karen. Like he's a fucking man who has a family. Leave him alone. Support him. Love this. Love the fuck you want to do? I've listened to that on repeat.
It's not love. Yeah, it's not clocking.
Let me tell you, and at the start of the song, I love the fact that he spoke. What song was that? Where he actually speaks he says, you know, I don't like when people are asking me all the time, are you okay? It makes him feel like they're fucking perfect. And he's not. I get his vibe. Yeah. Like, I don't want people to ask me, like, if I'm okay. I'm expressing something like you all do. So let's all just show love. We're all one big consciousness.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I like about this album. I felt God was channeling through him.
Yeah, for sure.
I could feel that on the other side. did. Like, for sure. This wasn't a song that was meant to be a hit. It just is a hit. Mm-hmm. You know, it had
it doesn't feel radio. Mm, yeah, for sure.
Like, it just had a whole different energy. It was mm-hmm. a little bit like, I'll tell you whose album I loved. Andre 3000.
Is we someone?
No, that whole beautiful album. What's it called? Just find it for me. The he did the whole thing with binaural beats, and the whole thing was frequency.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't think I dove deep into that.
I listened to the whole.
People
thing.
Were trolling it online.
Fuck knows why. He's going through a spiritual evolution. Another mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
So gifted. I just was going into that. All the songs. I listened to it for 1 year straight. Mm. Like I still listen to it. Like. If it's the sun shining and the windows are open, I just put that shit on so loud. You what?
New Blue Sun.
Yeah. Yeah, that New Blue Sun.
New Blue Sun.
That's what I mean. You should, because you like frequencies.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Oh my God, that's so fun. Okay, let's talk about with your music, because you mm-hmm. have, mm-hmm. I heard one the other day, yo. I'm not going to tell you the name of it.
There you go.
God.
New stuff on the way.
I can't wait. What's the new project called?
My new project is going to be called Blossom. And I dropped a couple of singles. But I just feel like my style has been evolving so much throughout the process.
What's this one? What's your style in this one?
I mean, it's hard to explain. I feel like I'm just getting back to my roots. You know what I mean? I'm finally finding my direction. It took me a long time to find my sound. And I've also just gotten a burst of inspiration from listening to Justin's project as well, too. So now I've been going back into it. So I did that song right after when I came out here and I listened to Justin's album. I did that song that I played for you right after the first session I did. So that's like you get a burst of, you know.
Whoa, when you played that at my house with our friends, I was like, wait, is that Justin? We all thought it was Justin. Yeah. Then you were like, no, it's me. I was like, no, he needs to be on that. You lot have to do that. That was so powerful.
So you really think our voices sound very similar?
Yeah, I do. I think you two, but you grew up together. That makes sense. When you're around people a lot, you're going to vibe on their voices. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. When I go on stage, people are like, oh my God, she's the female Tony Robbins. Well, of course, we're like, when you're on these stages with these people and you're, you know, or I'll say shit and then another speaker would be like, I'm going to quote Natasha. She talks about this one, you know, whatever it might be at the time. Yeah. And like, that's the same thing, I guess. Like,
you guys
have these vibes. So have you thought about going country? Because every artist seems to go country right now, which I love.
Yeah, for country. Sure. Since moving to Charlotte, I live in the South now. So I've been diving into Morgan Wallen and other country artists. Yeah. And I actually do... like, I vibe with it a lot, and I would love to do that. I've been working with my boy Taylor Holder, and he's been making country music. I'm about to go to Nashville, too, a few days, so I'll probably...
Oh, you decided you're doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to Nashville.
I got to
lock in.
I'm so excited for you with it. I do feel like they need more of that flavor in the country. Imagine more of, like, the way it synergizes, the way that, like, fusion. It's a bit like food, and, like...
Yeah, it's getting more diverse.
Right.
For sure. I feel like since the Old Town Road and stuff like that, Lil Nas X, stuff like that, I feel like the country has been evolving and getting more diverse. And Shaboozy. Yeah, yeah. But they're embracing an R&B kind of vibe that I enjoy. So I feel like I could add my taste to it for sure.
I think so, too.
We'll see.
I can't wait for your new project to drop.
Thank you so much.
This is so exciting. Okay, so let's talk about something that you went through in your life that was challenging. Did you go through a time that was hard for you? Because some people sit and they white wool wash it, like, oh, yeah, it was fine. It's like, no, there's fucking things underneath that whitewash that's real. Like, what happened to you in your life that was, like, a moment where you went, shit, this is, like, a real low and I've got to change?
I mean, for me, I've had a few, but, I mean, just starting off, my whole reason for getting into music was growing up in a foster family, so I always felt like... like I had to prove myself as a kid. I always felt like why is my family not taking me in, stuff like that, you know. So I kind of leaned on the music and getting the attention from that, but I always felt like I was good. I was 3 months when I got put in the foster family. I never met my real dad, but my foster mom was bipolar, and you know, she was going through a lot of things in her life where she couldn't take care of me. But as a kid, that's very confusing growing up, like not knowing your parents and not knowing why you're not with them. So you feel kind of unloved. So I feel like why I ran into a lot of problems later in LA was kind of leaning on that attention and, you know, leaning on just getting that desire from women and stuff finally, and, you know, just not getting certain things. But
well, it's kind of like girls have daddy issues. It's kind of mommy issues.
Yeah, it's a fucking real thing too.
Yeah, like thing. You crave a love. Like you do, you have an energy about you. You just make me want to hug you all the time. You're so cute. Like you're just like the sweetest full of energy. Like it's
I really appreciate
it. It's so beautiful. So somebody was obviously a good role model in your life.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. My stepdad, he spoiled me a lot. My stepdad. And he spoiled me a lot. And I feel like if it wasn't for him, I just wouldn't have had the desire or belief in myself at all to even do stuff like this. But he just always made me feel loved, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I know.
And so there we go. You had someone, thank God, mm-hmm. who could be mm-hmm. there for you. Because mm-hmm. you need that. Everybody needs someone, like... I don't think my parents were role models to look up to for different reasons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, when I got older, I chose my role models. Mm-hmm, and I was like, mm-hmm. I've never met them, but I will. And then the crazy thing was I did end up meeting Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret. She mentored me for a minute, and what a blessing. Like, she came on the show, like, you know, and then mm-hmm. Oprah, and then
Eric. You feel like that like, changed your mindset or, like, gave you a boost after meeting her?
For sure. Like, when I met, I'll start with Rhonda. Like, when I met her, having met the person at 15 I read the book of who really mm-hmm. changed my mind. Because mm-hmm. I, before that, was in, like, a negative place. I was mm-hmm. always thinking, like, you know, shit, this is like, is this the way life is? Is this like gonna be? But you're young, so you also mm-hmm. know you're gonna grow up and things might change.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know. When I met her 10 years late, no, more than 10 years later. Whoa, like 15 years later. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Yeah, like she just made me go, it is real. Like there was something at the end of that tunnel and she's showing me the light and mm-hmm. then I can now choose to go through a whole new tunnel mm-hmm. and I can now choose to go and be a different version of me because yeah. she's given me that permission to do it. Yeah, so I do this show, like I hope that you and other incredible guests that I have give permission to someone today to be able to go, I can go and do my dreams. Like, there's something better for me outside of this marriage, outside of this job, outside of whatever it is they're going through. Even if they're young right now and they're listening to this, like, there's something better at the end of the mm-hmm. tunnel.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And there always is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I feel like that's a real, really rare mind state right now for a lot of people.
Yes.
So I love your energy and I love that you're pushing this narrative. This is dope.
So
this
important. Really yeah. You know, because like so many people will focus on the small talk and the shit things and mm-hmm. like their life in a mm-hmm. different way. Mm-hmm. And it's like.
And there's so many like negative, like, you know, I want to say negative. But I'll just say, like, just narratives and subjects that people dwell on so much and that right, feed into right, this, you know, right. social media. And it's right. just repetitive, skip, skip, skip.
Yeah.
So this is refreshing to just see, you know, it's some, you can get something out of it. You can still scroll on the internet, but you can get something out of it and actually learn something that's going to actually help you in the future.
100%.
And you're not just aimlessly scrolling, mm. you know what I mean? Wasting your time.
No, you're right. What's your, like, morning routine? Do you have a thing that you do in the morning that, like, you do and you love?
I've been getting heavily back into trying to work out a lot, too. Mm. I had an injury from my femur, and that was another low point for me, too. I broke my femur.
Oof.
So that was one of the times when I left. But yeah, I've been trying to get into working out.
You look good.
I've been trying to get into reading more. Thank you so much. Stop.
You're the kid. Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been trying to work out. I've been trying to just create a routine for myself. And that's why moving to Charlotte helped me so much. And my music has gotten so much better. I've been getting such a better reaction from it. You know, people's always loved my music, but I feel like you can just tell the reaction is people are gravitating to it more. So it just makes me feel like I made the right decision by, you know, just separating myself from certain things. And mm-hmm. I'm still the same person, you know, I'm still susceptible to certain things and I still like to have fun, but I just feels like that balance is, you know.
Also, you're more of like a, oh my God, he's back in town vibe.
Yeah,
versus,
yeah, here he goes again.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Like, it's like now when you're here, oh my God, and you know, Khalil's in town.
Yeah,
like, that's
sure.
a more of a, I love that. Like, when I was in the UK, that's something I miss, is that I would come out to LA for 10 days and I'd be like, yo, I'm in town these dates.
Yeah.
And I would live a lifetime in 10 days.
Yeah.
I would do a year's mm-hmm. worth mm-hmm. in 10 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, now it's like, you know, oh, you live there? Okay, cool. I'll hit you in a month. Or like,
damn, literally.
Oh my God, literally. That shit, like, yeah, for sure. As soon as somebody knows you live in the city, it's a different vibe. Whereas if someone calls you and they go, I'm here for 24 hours, if there's someone that you enjoy, you're going to, no, even if you're busy, you're going to make time.
Yeah.
That's how it is. So I feel like now you've created that FOMO with yourself.
That's another way to think of it. I didn't even think of it like that.
Like, 1,000,000%. I miss that. Like, I'm like, wow. So sometimes I'll tell people, I'm like, come on, bro. Yeah, go on.
No, I used to get that vibe, like, because growing up in the foster family, I used to change schools a lot. So I was always the new kid. So I feel like that kind of, like, gave me, like, an insight on how to be an artist, because I always had that initial introduction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of plays into it a lot.
That's good. You know, my son's changed schools a lot of times because we've moved country 3 times. Mm-hmm. And I used to think this is so bad. And now hearing it, looking at you and your success and other people and theirs, I'm like, no, it just makes you susceptible to being able to, like, make new friends, to be able to indulge in places and things and cultures that you wouldn't have if you just been in one place in the same thing with the same people for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
sure.
This is so much better. He knows how to make new friends.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to a park, he's like, there's no friends here. But he doesn't mean his friends. He means there's no children. He sees everyone as a friend. Yeah. And I'm like,
That's dope.
You know what
That's
I mean? Dope. Wish we didn't have inhibition. You know, like, kids, they just have no inhibition.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I love that. You want to have kids one day?
Yeah, I do. I'm surprised I don't.
Reckless
as I've been.
Yeah, I'm also surprised. I'm like, no, but I really rate it. When I meet a man who's 30 and is cool and hasn't had kids yet, I am like, oh.
Some people say that's a red flag. Some people say, what's wrong
with
you?
The biggest green flag.
I say, what's wrong with you?
The biggest green flag. Because to us, we think, until you tell us that you were fucking walling out, we think that you've been really careful. And apart from the millions of people that are listening to this,
For sure.
No, it's good, because then you don't have that situation of, like, multiple baby moms, which is so common in today's world. Listen, I'm a baby mama. I got 2 baby daddies, and I'm gonna have a third, and I'm proud of it. Like,
you feel like you're the crazy baby mama now?
No, I'm not even the. I nicknamed myself baby mama. Like, they can't. So I'll just be like, On my posts sometimes I'm like, baby mama, or your next baby mama. Like, I just take the piss with it. Because I'm like, I'm so good. Yeah, like, I'm so good with my babies and being able to, like, do it. And, like, I just feel like I'm not one of those dramatic types who's like, you know, oh, that's my baby daddy. Like, you don't see me talking about my baby daddies. Like, there's nothing to say. It's my life. And then their life. You know what I mean? Like, this is... But I nickname myself because I feel like every man I meet was having a baby with me in the first 3 days. I'm like, why?
I mean, I feel like just even the short time knowing you, you know what I mean? You're a natural giving person. Like, you know what I mean? It's setting a vibe. I feel like people just kind of just gravitate towards that energy of a motherly vibe where you're just so giving and nurturing.
You're right.
It just does something to a man, I feel like.
Yeah, you're right. You know why? Because it's not coming across as that little, like, fucking young girl on a mini skirt, boobies out, which, okay, a man's going to want to. Right. A man's going to want to tap it for a night, but that's not the wife. And he's already thinking the minute he sees her walk in, that's not the wife. You know, it's unusual when she ends up becoming the wife. And usually there's drama involved because, you know, she wasn't prepared for it. Whereas, no, you're right. Because I always look at it and I'm like, when I see the girlfriends of people like you who are, like, you know, out there doing their thing, stars, athletes, whatever, the girlfriends are not always the most beautiful. They're beautiful, but they're actually quite, like, some of them are very, very beautiful, but they're very, you know, covered, or, like, they don't feel they have to. I see it and I'm like, he chose a wife and a mother.
For sure.
So, do you feel like men look for that?
Depending on the man, yeah. Some people like to show their woman off, and some people don't. They want to, like, just be for them. So I feel like it just kind of depends. But for me, I feel like, I would want a woman that's a little bit, like, I don't know. I feel like just want her to be comfortable with herself.
Yeah.
Like, comfortable with herself. I wouldn't want to choose that for her, I feel like.
That's good. I like that. Ooh, well, we yet to see who killed the old dates.
Oh my God,
that's so good. Okay, give me a final, like, message you want to share with our audience today, and where they can find you, where they can watch your stuff, where they can download your music. We're going to put all the links below, but tell us your final words that you want to say. And let me add one more thing, because I usually ask this: if you could sit on a bench with anyone, who would it be, alive or dead?
Probably Tupac.
Why?
Probably Tupac. I got a lot of inspiration from Tupac growing up, and I just related to his raw energy. I used a lot of quotes from him on my first album. And I just liked the way he spoke, and he was just unapologetically himself, you know, flaws and all, you know what I mean? I just always admired that. So yeah, probably Tupac for sure.
That's beautiful.
For sure.
Okay, that was a good message. Share anything else you want to tell us.
Okay, it's my latest single, Insecure, featuring Alice Era, out right now. Change of Plans, new album, Blossom. Isersky.
Love it. Okay, you guys, I'm going to put Khalil's links below so you can follow him on social media. You can download that amazing single, and then soon he'll be dropping another one on the new project. So that's exciting. Cool. I hope you've enjoyed today. If you have, make sure that you share this with a friend. And the reason that we are able to be in the top of the charts, the reason that we are able to be in your ears right now or in your face if you're watching, is because of you. So I just want to say a heartfelt thank you to every person who does share this with their audience, to every person that sends us their friends, every person that listens to this and subscribes, like right now, hit the subscribe button and listen. This is how we have hundreds of millions of views. We are so grateful for you. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week with another amazing guest.